This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You may or may not, I guess, depending on your general level of cynicism, be shocked to hear this next item. But today, the Federal Communications Commission proposed fining the country's biggest cell phone companies, that'd be AT&T, Verizon, Sprint, and T-Mobile, for selling customers real-time location data. Real-time data. Really valuable stuff, right? Aggregate fine amount, $200 million, which sounds like a lot. Isn't, as Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
Median household income in the U.S. is a little more than $63,000 a year. So when people hear about fines in the hundreds of millions...
You know, look, $200 million is a lot to you, it's a lot to me, but it's nothing to AT&T.
Siva Vaidyanathan is a professor of media studies at the University of Virginia.
It's the kind of fine it'll take them days or weeks to make back in profits.
So if these fines are just a drop in the bucket to these huge companies, why does the FCC do anything at all? Vaidyanathan says the agency has to enforce the law.
But the FCC gets to have it both ways here. It gets to appear like it is taking some action against a company that has flouted its authority. At the same time, it manages not to hurt these companies in any serious way.
Location data from your cell phone is valuable because it's basically always available and includes almost every American with a cell phone. Democratic FCC Commissioner Jessica Rosenworcel admits her agency didn't do enough.
We got to make sure these fines are large enough to be a deterrence. The digital world brings all sorts of possibilities for commercial surveillance. And in this case, they were violating the law.
She says the FCC kept consumers in the dark for nearly 2 years after the agency learned that wireless carriers were still selling location data. And also,
these fines are not as big as they need to be, and we took too long to do this. So I would say it's a day late and a dollar short.
The companies can argue that they aren't liable or should pay less. It's ultimately up to the Justice Department to collect any penalties. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.